Arraignments were held in Skagit County Superior Court Thursday for three people arrested last week during nationwide demonstrations against oil pipelines. A lawyer says two of those people are journalists who did nothing to warrant the criminal charges. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Ken Ward is an activist with the Climate Disobedience Center. On October 11th, he's accused of breaking through a fence and shutting down a valve in the Kinder Morgan Trans Mountain Pipeline near Burlington. That pipeline brings Canadian oil to refineries in Puget Sound. Two other people were watching from outside the fence, Lindsay Grazel and Carl Davis, who lawyers say are making a documentary about Ward. Ward posted his video in which a Skagit County deputy approaches the filmmakers.
You don't have permission to be on this property, so now's your chance to go back. If not, you will be arrested also.
Court documents suggest they complied, but all three were arrested that day and charged with the same felonies: burglary, criminal sabotage, and being part of an assembly of saboteurs.
These two latter crimes were adopted in the state of Washington early last century in an effort to combat the militant labor union, the industrial workers of the world.
That's Grazel's attorney, Neil Fox. He says it's fairly unprecedented for journalists to face charges like that in Washington. But he says it resembles the rioting charge filed against Democracy Now! Co-founder Amy Goodman during similar protests in North Dakota. This week, a judge there dismissed that charge. The three arrested in Skagit County also face a misdemeanor trespassing charge. Trans Mountain issued a statement saying, "We respect the right to peacefully demonstrate, but we condemn any actions that put the integrity of our facilities and in turn our communities at risk." I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.